All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to talk about the powered tramper. I'm sure some of you are probably wondering what that is, but I'll explain a little more on that later. I'd like to go ahead and acknowledge my co-author, my advisor, Dr. Steve Searcy. Well, research in our lab has shown that poorly formed modules, regardless of the cover quality, that experience a significant rain event have an average lint loss of over $200. As you can see in that module there, preventing the water from collecting on it is critical to maintaining the quality, because eventually that water will penetrate through that cover. And to do this, modules need a crown shape. Our research has shown that to produce a crown shape, you need more cotton in the center of the module. A lot of producers think that you can just tramp the ends more, but that's really not the case. You have to have more cotton along that center line to get a crown shape. So the cotton needs to be moved both along the length and the width of the module builder. One tool that we developed was a feedback system. This is a graphical display that gives the operator information about the module shape to aid them in leveling it and also in directing the bowl buggy to unload. But the cotton still needs to be moved across the width of the module builder. So we have one method of doing this. And this was from a farm in Brazil, actually, and as you can see, these guys are the means of moving that cotton to the middle of the module. That's not a very efficient or cost-effective way of doing things, so we've developed this powered tramper. And we had some student workers that did some preliminary work in our lab, and they demonstrated the suitability of using an auger for both compressing the cotton and moving cotton towards the center of the module builder. They were basically seeing if you can actually compress it and still get suitable compression, you know, in a small chamber. And in 2007, I developed a full-scale prototype and tested that, and we continued this testing in 2008. And this here shows this prototype. This would be looking at it from the front of the module builder. As you can see in that housing, there's auger flighting on both sides of that shaft, and it's opposite-handed flighting, so it conveys the cotton to the center. The center area, which isn't illustrated well in this picture, contains a diverter and some mechanism to clean out the cotton to prevent it from plugging in that area. This whole apparatus is driven by a hydraulic motor, which is located at the bottom of the support column. You can see on there a guard which covers the chain that drives that shaft. Hydraulic tubings run down through the support column and into the module builder hydraulic circuit. So our initial testing, 2007, we had promising results. You see some of the pictures of the modules built there. They clearly have a crown shape. However, we only had limited testing. It was kind of spread out. We had a lot of rain in the Brazos Valley that year. And our primary problem was with cotton plugging in the housing. But we've made some changes to those designs to improve that. And these are the modifications I was talking about in this center area here that was a little difficult to see in the actual photo. This drawing, basically the shaft has two paddles on there that will push cotton out of that section. And the housing has a piece in there that's tapered down to that to the center of the shaft. And so some of the features of this system, the hydraulic motor is connected in series with this cylinder. This was done so we don't have any reduction in the flow rate to the cylinder. Obviously, you don't want to slow down the speed of the harvesting operation. Now, this motor stops when the cylinder head pressure reaches between 5 and 600 PSI. There's an adjustable pressure switch, and this opens a bypass line. You know, 2 years of testing, we've kind of settled on that pressure as the most efficient for moving cotton and still getting full pressure in our cylinder. And the other reason is just once the cotton's been compacted, you can't really move it with the auger. So most of this movement happens while the cotton's loose. This system also has an adjustable flow control valve that allows us to vary the auger speed. It's been run between 100 and 150 rotations per minute. You know, on a production model, you probably wouldn't need that. You could just have a flow diverter to divert the appropriate flow to your valve. There's also an in-cab switch for the module builder control. This lets the operator turn it off if he desires. And I should mention that the pressure switch and the in-cab switch are both, there's an electric solenoid that opens that bypass line. So that's how that functions. So basically this system works without the operator doing anything. He just builds a module as he normally would, and it'll crown the module. And I'm going to show a video. Let me just minimize it. And that. And that's my PowerPoint didn't want to agree with my video. Let me make this bigger. Okay. As you can see here, this is the power tramper in action. Originally, we thought it would actually move cotton while it was in contact with it, but it seems that a primary mode of action of this device is that as it moves down into the cotton, it'll collect some cotton in the housing, and then on the next tramping stroke, it'll push it out closer towards the center. And if you see some of the jerkiness there, it's not all bad camera work. I'm not the greatest cameraman, but there's been some problems with the regeneration valve on this module builder, so that's what's causing that. It's not directly related to this system. It's been a problem on the conventional ones too. So, and if you notice, it seems to be picking up all the cotton on, as I'm looking at, on the left side of the screen, and that's because that's the side that's dumped into. And you can tell as this system operates, it will move cotton from whatever side it was dumped into and move it closer to the center. So you have a good idea when it's made a pretty good crown by the time it really doesn't pick up any more cotton in the housing. Another advantage of this is sometimes in trying to unload as you finish the module, if you have a higher spot of cotton on one side where you're continue to dump in, you have to stop sooner and pack it and let the operator move cotton around and pack it down. With this, you get more of it in the middle, so it gives you a little extra room to unload cotton into the module builder. I think that's gives everybody a good idea of how it works. Okay, but on to this year's testing. It's been tested in several locations up in the Abilene area near Anson, Texas. The performance of this system, I've evaluated it by measuring the top surface profile of the module to identify areas where water could collect. And I'll describe that a little more in detail in the following slides. The module measuring system is mounted on a pickup truck and driven alongside the module. And it measures the height at 13 locations on top of the module. This is spaced out every 6 inches. And so you cover 6 foot, or basically the whole top width of the module. And then the sensor readings are collected in a data logger for further analysis. On this picture here, I point out several things. You can't really actually see the inclinometer that's mounted on there, but it measures the angle of that whole arm, just due to if your module's been on a slope and just the way of the machine, I need to record that angle to correct the height measurements. Those are plastic fingers there that move along the surface of the module. And so they'll rotate as they go over higher points in the module. And that angle of rotation is measured with a rotary potentiometer for each one. And then the height of that whole arm can be moved up and down to account for varying module heights. And there's a string potentiometer that measures the height on that. This is the bottom half of the system. It's mounted in the receiver hitch on the truck. It's the 4-bar parallel linkage, and it's spring-loaded, which keeps that measuring device against the module. So you're measuring basically the same points along the length, even if you're not going completely straight down the side of it. The distance measuring wheels are somewhat hard to see there because they're actually into the module, but they're basically star wheels, and they dig into the cotton and will rotate as you drive along it. And that rotation is recorded by a rotary encoder. So far, I've collected data on 10 modules built using the Power Tramper and 5 conventionally built ones that were in a gin yard. Probably collect some more. They're still harvesting cotton up there, so this is kind of a preliminary analysis. The data was processed to determine the module height and also the distance along the length of the module. Because those fingers are rotating, when they measure a height value, that's not always at the same point. So these data points that are recorded are not evenly spaced. And this data is a pretty high resolution, but for analysis, we interpolated it to a 6-inch grid. And to give you an idea of what this looks like, this is one of the modules that was built using the Power Tramper. And it's the blue to red color map with the blues being the lower areas and the reds being the higher areas. As you can see, this is probably how you'd like a module to look. After doing that, these cross sections in this grid were this interpolated data, they were examined to see where water would collect. And we're only interested in the dimension across the width, the shorter dimension of the module builder for this research, because that's all that the Power Tramper can control. Along the long dimension of the module, that's due to the operator, what he does in moving cotton back and forth. So the size of the areas where water could collect on one of these cross-sectional profiles was calculated and compared. And this is a little misleading here. The module doesn't look nearly that drastic on the because the scale is zoomed in there. So that's actually only like a 8-centimeter deep small area there where water could collect. So I have some preliminary results, and I don't really think these are too significant. One, the small number of modules, and also that, you know, each cross-section across a module, they're not exactly independent observations. But as you can see here, actually the conventional module builder showed a smaller mean water collection area. But one, that's a fairly small number for a cross-section. Those are generally well-shaped modules, you know, in my subjective opinion. But I think the main reason is these conventional modules that were examined, they weren't typical. They were exposed to high winds sitting in the field or on the gin yard up to about 50 miles an hour. And the force of the wind on the cover compressed this cotton. You know, typically on a module, you'll see loose cotton on the surface. There was no loose cotton on the surface of these modules. It had been compressed rather well by just the tarp beating on the top of the module. So, you know, that's an issue we deal with. So in conclusion, as you can see in the video, the Power Tramper will move cotton to the center of the module. And the current design changes have made it so it'll function well without plugging. It's easily retrofit to existing module builders. Basically, you just have to put a new tramper foot in, and you just disconnect your hose from your module builder and then reconnect the outlet hose from my system. So it's a pretty simple installation. The potential economic payback for this system should be rapid, especially if you're in an area that receives a lot of rainfall. As we've studied, the quality loss you'll experience after a significant rain event is over $200. So any system that can help prevent that will probably have a pretty rapid payback. And I'm going to do some further evaluation of modules built using this device and some more in-depth data analysis to try and draw some better conclusions. So I'd like to thank our sponsors of our research, the Cotton Incorporated State Support Program, the Texas Department of Agriculture, the Cotton Foundation, Texas AgriLife Research, Crustbuster Speed King, who has leased us a lot of this equipment, and the many cooperating producers and generators who let us test all this out. So we have time for any questions.
There's time for a question.
Well, if not, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Bobby.